listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what God's Word tells us regarding the patience of a farmer. I'm going to read to you from James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, where we read this. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. James wrote about the problem of the rich oppressing the poor. And he spoke in strong terms about the judgment of God upon those oppressors. He said in verse 7, "Therefore be patient, brethren." James brought the issue of the ultimate judgment of God before us in his remarks about the ungodly rich and their destiny. He calls Christians, especially those enduring hardship, to endure with patience until the coming of the Lord. Then James gave us an example of patience. He said, "See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently." A farmer doesn't give up when his crop does not come to harvest immediately. He keeps on working, even when the crop cannot be seen at all. Christians must also work hard and exercise patient endurance, even when the harvest day seems far away. We are to wait upon God and not lose heart, just like the farmer doesn't expect a harvest the day after he plants. The waiting and need for endurance in the Christian life are like the farmer's waiting. You see, the farmer waits with a reasonable hope and expectation of reward. The farmer waits a long time, but he works all the while he's waiting. The farmer waits depending on things that are out of his power, with his eye on the heavens and its rain. The farmer waits despite changing circumstances and many uncertainties. The farmer waits encouraged by the value of the coming harvest. The farmer waits inspired by the work and the harvest of other farmers. The farmer waits because he has no other option. It does no good to give up. And the farmer waits aware of how the seasons work. James noticed that the farmer waits for the land until it receives the early and latter rain. The pictures of the early and latter rain should be taken literally. James referred to the early rain that comes in late October or early November. Those rains were essential to soften the ground for plowing. But he also referred to the latter rain that comes in late April or May. Those were crucial to the maturing of the crops shortly before the harvest. There's really no allegorical picture here of an early and latter outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church. Yet he says, notice it, "Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." The soon return of Jesus requires that we have established hearts that are rooted in Jesus and in his eternal resolution of all things. So today, wait for the coming of Jesus and wait for it with the wise patience of the farmer.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.